This week, Tennessee's Medicaid program began enforcing a limit on first-time opioid prescriptions. TennCare patients can only get enough pills for 5 days. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports broader proposals are in the works to regulate painkiller prescribing for all Tennesseans.
State laws capping prescriptions for addictive narcotics have been adopted in roughly half the country, including Kentucky and North Carolina, according to the National Council of State Legislatures. Aside from TennCare's new policy, Tennessee has not yet gone that route. But legislative leaders expect Governor Bill Haslam will make a push this year. A spokesperson says there are no specifics to announce right now. Chronic pain patients have been the most resistant to such regulations, but doctors have also pushed back. Pediatrician Nita Shoemaker leads the 9,000-member Tennessee Medical Association.
I just think that we who actually do medicine need to be part of that conversation so that we can protect those people that will be hurt by the unintended consequences of anything that we bring forward.
Shoemaker says physicians are fine with being a bit more aggressive about the rules, though they have not pushed for them. Rather, they're focused on re-educating doctors and improving data to root out the heaviest prescribers. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.
TennCare's new rule restricts opioid prescriptions to 5 days for patients with a broken bone or recovering from surgery. They can come back for a 10-day refill. Chronic pain patients would not be affected. According to the most recent data, roughly a third of adults on TennCare have a prescription for some kind of opioid.